You're tuned in to the American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, good morning. Oh, I love this song. I hope you guys are doing well this morning. Some people might be on their commute, might be drinking a little cup of coffee, but we love to have the privilege to be with you guys here as we start the deep dive.
Yes. And explain to them again really quick.
So there might be new people. The whole point of the deep dive and why I brought this to the American Journal, we were doing it on our own show on Gray Area, but it was right. Really, this is an information war everywhere. Everything is about propaganda. A lot of people just read headlines and don't understand the specifics around situations. The whole ethos is just to make sure that people understand that situations can have nuances to them. And often a lot of the things and a lot of the mistakes that we make here in society and in America come from a historical context where we could have prevented things. Okay. So the whole point of this deep dive is to give you guys information. That way you know what to look for the next time a situation happens.
You're about to break down and explain propaganda to the audience.
I really did save this for the end. I spent 2 days on this deep dive, and I spent a lot of hours just making sure that I was compiling it in a way that wasn't skewing you one way or another. Now, people are going to hate what I have to say today, or they're going to love what I have to say today. To me, it doesn't matter. This is the truth, and you can take the medicine, you can reject the medicine, but this is the reality on the ground. And so what I'm going to do here before we even start.
I'm excited.
I'm going to do something on purpose. And somewhere in this deep dive, I slipped in a wrong fact. Okay. And it's not to scam you. It's to prove how easy it is to let something look. It's to understand how easy to let something through that looks clean. Sounds confident. It fits the whole narrative, but the story is not actually
a little trick here.
Yeah. And you're not going to be able, you might be able to tell if I'm lying. I may not be lying about a certain thing, but that fact will be in my deep dive, and I'll halfway through expose it.
Comment under the show what you think it is before it's over. Okay. That'll be a fun thing to do.
So what we're going to do here is we're going to talk about misinformation, and the modern lie is not always fake information. A lot of the time it's real information presented in a way that quietly pushes you towards the wrong conclusion. And so that's what this video is about. It's not about fake headlines. It's not about fringe rumors. You know, the system that bends reality before it reaches you. Okay. And it bends it in layers. First through institutions, through fields, through feeds, through personalities, all of these things culminate together. And so by the time it reaches the audience or the person that's watching a piece of content, a lot of people are not really looking at reality anymore.
Sure.
Okay. They're looking at a version that was selected. It was framed in a nice little box.
It's a curated echo chamber.
Yes. And then it was emotionally packaged to them. Right. And that's typically how a lot. And so to understand how that works, we need to start with what propaganda used to look like, and this is the historical context. So let's pull up that image number one of this World War II propaganda poster, and we're just going to kind of see like what it used to be like for these people. You see this?
I've got that in my home.
Really?
I've got that in my home. That used to hang on the wall here, did it not, crew?
Mm-hmm.
The crew knows I'm absolutely 100%.
Yeah, and propaganda is not new. Governments always used to try to shape public opinion. And so the older version was easier to spot because it was more centralized. It came from governments. It came from war offices, major broadcasters, newspapers, posters, radios, you name it, right? And so it looked official, sounded official, and it even manipulated people. And the chain between power and message was shorter and easier to trace.
Well, think about it for a second. Let's go back to that image, okay? Political cartoons are like one of the oldest forms of political speech. I mean, it goes back to ancient times. They were doing stuff. I mean, the Egyptians, you name it. But we think about this now. Doesn't this remind you of like an AI video or something like that? That was this generation's version of what we have today. And this was extremely effective at shaping people's minds.
No, you're right. And this is what changed. I mean, the goal didn't change, but what actually changed was the delivery system that changed.
Sure, absolutely.
Like we're talking about today. And now that same function moves through newsrooms, feeds, creators, fake accounts, right. recommendation systems. It doesn't arrive looking like propaganda anymore, like the poster that we were just looking at. It arrives looking like fake news.
Right.
It arrives, well, not fake news, like real news. And it arrives looking like something that just appeared on your phone. And sure. so one of the first places that the distortion starts and people think is the most safe, and maybe not so much anymore, is the mainstream media. And so when people hear misinformation, they think about websites, trolls, crazy posts online, but a lot of that distortion starts earlier than that. And so to understand, I always had this thought, like, why do these media companies, like the Fox, MSNBC, all these places, why do they lean the way they do? Why, let's stop asking the wrong question. It's the wrong question is like, why are they all just lying? The better question is like, who are they serving?
Yeah, because it's clear they work for somebody.
Yes.
Right? It's not just like this operation, and we can talk about a little bit here. We talked about it a lot last night on stream, if y'all want to catch that. I mean, this is the most organic, free environment. Nobody tells us what to cover, what to do. I literally just walked in here.
Yeah.
Started doing a show, and you did as well. Of course, you prepped the deep dive, but it's all organic. It's all real. It's original. That's why people love what we do here on the network, and that's why people support InfoWars, support my dad.
Yep.
These people, they are literally just cut out for the government. That like you watch Sean Hannity, you might as well be watching like the Defense Department.
No.
Or something like tell you what they want you to think.
You're right. And you got to think about like, you know, what reality does the audience expect who's watching those? And we can pull up image number two that's going to show the breakdown of what people are watching in what space. So let's pull up the most watched news channels and you get to see the.
Is this the circle? Oh, no. Oh, no. I see. Okay.
So we've got Fox.
They got 29%. The nursing home in a chokehold, dude. They got a pile driver.
29%. You got CNN, 22%. You got CBS at 10%, NBC at 10%. We got ABC News at 8% and MSNBC at 7%. These are like the Trojan horses that most people sure. watch. And so we actually saw that, you know, these networks are not just compelling for one shared national audience. They're serving different trust communities. And so let's pull up the next image, which is let's look at the trust in mass media and see it's just gone down.
Wow.
So we've got the blue line, which is Democrats. I guess they still just believe everything.
So 11% of Republicans have a great deal or fair amount of trust and confidence in mass media. And then Trump's coming out and signaling all the support for mass media. Not to bring it back to that.
No, you're good.
It's just incredible. 100% support me. Well, 90% think the people you back are fake news.
Yeah.
Wow.
Independents are sitting around 29%.
Wow.
And this is from 2023. So, like, again, these numbers probably went even lower.
Look at the Democrats, though. 58%. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, buddy.
Well, here's the thing. Like, again, we've talked about this before. The Democrats are pretty united. I mean, they don't step out of line.
Yeah, it's a hive mind.
You know?
Yeah.
So Republicans kind of question everything. And so there was a Pew, which is a Gallup, which basically found that 57% of Republicans regularly get their news from Fox News, while 48% of Democrats regularly get their news from CNN. And, you know, these networks are not just reporting the events. They're packaging the events for different tribes. And so right. once an outlet becomes a home base for one tribe, it stops being about neutral information. And it starts being about like a world view delivery system.
Right.
And so, you know, it doesn't mean that every anchor is lying, but a lot of people inside of those institutions,
they're paid not to know.
Well, it's not just that. They actually believe the frame that they operate in.
Sure.
So like Jesse Waters goes on there. He's not just like going on there just spew. He's like in the system.
It's a military operation.
You know?
Like literally. It's a paramilitary operation. They're doing info war.
Yeah. And you spend enough time talking, you spend enough time behind the scenes, you adopt the ideology of the system that you're in.
Right, like a soldier doesn't know why he kills. He just kills because the government tells him to do it. Just the same way these people spread propaganda because the government tells them to do it.
No, you're 100% right.
And that's not like a direct, like, you got to do this. It's all their friends. It's the influence network.
It is the influence network. And so, you know, the system pressure kicks in. So your audience who's actually watching your news channel, they expect a certain frame, then you kind of have to keep feeding it. And if your business depends on attention,
right.
conflict gets rewarded.
Sure.
And then if access depends on your insiders, you learn which lines cost you, like which lines you can't cross.
Yes.
And so a lot of the distortion happens before any lie is actually told. It happens through selection. It happens through what actually gets covered. It happens what gets buried and which facts become the headline and which facts become, you know, a paragraph 12. So it's like you look at it. A person who's going to do a news report is already filtering out as much information as possible.
Well, this thing they're putting up here, you might remember this from COVID. These are all the local news people that work for these big companies that you're just talking about with the attention capture over the market. They're all parroting the exact same, literally just the teleprompter speech.
Yep.
And that's what we're talking about here. That's the Mockingbird Media.
Yes. And so now we're getting to this new common, we're getting to a new age, right?
Right.
Where people are not trusting mainstream media anymore.
People are on their phone.
And now, yes, the phone and the feed have taken over. And so, you know, let's talk about the feed that blends reality on its own. And so social media doesn't just distribute information. It starts ranking that information.
Right, right.
Okay, and the ranking system is not asking, well, is this true? It's asking, did this get a reaction? And that's a key distinction. And let's pull up image number 4. That's going to show 54% of Americans actually are getting their news from social media today.
Wow.
And these are all of the...
I get my news from YouTube. Yep.
Yeah. So it's YouTube, it's Facebook, it's TikTok, it's X, it's Reddit, it's Snapchat, LinkedIn. If you're getting your news off Snapchat.
Getting your news off LinkedIn?
Yeah. LinkedIn, there's a demographic for that.
Interesting.
Especially if you're talking about like more business.
Okay.
Business aspects. People are creating like newsletters and things like that. And, you know, I just think about this, right? It's kind of hard to avoid it because people are looking for a new outlet to look at. And so more than half of Americans are now getting it. And from social media and for millions of people, the feed is actually, you know, how reality gets assembled for these people. And not just these people, it's everyone. Okay.
Right.
So people say, you know, the algorithm just shows you what you like. And that's not the full picture here. The algorithm is not reflecting you. It's actually testing you. And this is the key distinction here. And I want you guys to pay attention. It throws content at you and it watches what you do. And then it learns from a reaction, not a preference. And then once it finds a pattern that works, it escalates that pattern. And so
sound friendly.
No, it does not sound friendly. And so we've got a situation to where MIT, let me make sure I got my train of thought here. So MIT did this study where they verified true and false news stories.
Okay.
And the things that were shared on social media from 2006 to 2017. And what they found was that false information is 70% more likely to spread more than the truth. And it spreads 6 times faster.
Mm.
And the reason is simple, because false information triggers a stronger emotional response, fear, disgust, surprise. And so the system rewards whatever gets the biggest reaction.
And that's the definition of rhetoric, is the emotional component of argument.
Yes.
Speech.
Remember, what was the word for 2025 of the year?
We covered this.
Rage bait. Rage bait was the number one word of the year that they go in each year and the dictionaries select a word. Rage bait has become its own term. And so the ideas that travel the best are not the calmest or the most accurate. They're the ones that hit harder. The anger, the disgust, the fear, you know, the tribal identity.
The dark side. Ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
And so at once, the same kind of content just keeps showing up and your brain starts treating it like a real pattern. And so that is what we call an availability heuristic, where we stop judging what's common by real skill and you start judging by what comes to your mind fastest. And availability heuristic, I'm going to play this video and it's going to break it down. I need you guys to pay attention. We are all susceptible. I have also been prone to this. This is why I do the deep dive. This is the reason why I'm doing covering these things so that I can reframe my mind. So let's go ahead and play video number 1, where we talk about availability heuristic. This is a fallacy that we all fail to realize about ourselves.
In the 1970s, cognitive psychologists Amos Tversky and Daniel Kahneman researched how we make snap judgments and discovered one way smart people make dumb decisions. They found that people believe an event will be more likely to occur if they can conjure up examples or memories of it, especially if those examples are particularly vivid, scary, or awesome. So say you're in a casino and you win $2 at a slot machine. Suddenly, every flashing light and ringing bell in the place goes off, but when you lose, which is the vast majority of the time, it's just crickets. With all their lights and noise making, the casino makes sure that wins are super vivid and memorable, while losses just go away unacknowledged. That way, the next time you're standing there with $100 in your pocket, you're more likely to overestimate your chances of winning, because the memories of winning are more striking. The more mentally available those memories are, the more it seems that it's going to happen again. This is known as the availability heuristic, and it can warp our judgments of people, too. If we keep remembering news footage that shows people of a given group shooting guns, that can shape our impression of the entire group, even if what we saw was only a tiny minority within that group. Essentially, we're great at fearing the wrong things. We worry about being killed in a plane crash or getting bitten in half by a shark or accidentally choking on a dumpling. Thanks to our brain's B-roll of horrific images, we come to fear what's actually very rare instead of worrying about much more common but less memorable ends like car accidents, cancer, and heart failure.
Okay, what do you think about that?
That's the key, you know, and that's how they all get us trapped in these false paradigms. We're worried about, you know, I mean, think about, ooh, the nuclear weapon. Even though that's not true,
yeah,
it's terrifying.
I keep having so many arguments where I tell people the probability that a nuke actually ever gets used is almost zero. And the reason is it's deterrence. The nuke was there to prevent wider wars from breaking out, right? Because everyone's so afraid. And no one wants to mutually destroy themselves. Even if you talk about the Samsung option and the Israelis and what they're willing to do, people also have to puff up their chest.
Sure. No, I totally agree. Another factor to all of this is that it's uncomfortable to think about, like, the gradual, very steep now decline that we're in as a country. Yeah. And actually think about the domestic things that we have to address to deal with that problem. It's much easier for people to think about, like, a Marvel movie of some sort of war or conflict that they can spend all their political time on instead of actually trying to make things better here at home. And that's what I think the MAGA movement got trapped into.
Yes. Now
that's key. The good report.
You know, and it's going to keep getting better. We've got a lot still lined up, and each thing is just going to completely blow your mind. Right. And so this is the point at which I reveal the fact, the wrong fact, the lie that I slipped to you guys earlier. Can you take a guess where it was, Rex? Can you think about it?
I don't know. I'm dumb. I'm cattle. I failed.
Okay, let's pull up image number two again. The one with the news networks. Let's pull that one up. This was a lie, okay? So the picture was real, but the conclusion that I let your brain form was the problem. What this picture is showing you is it's a stat and a picture from 2015.
Oh, what's it now?
Who knows? But again, the way that I say it, the way I present it, you even had commentary on this. You were like, damn, 29%, that's crazy.
Right.
But again, I showed you something that was misleading, and it's that easy. It's that easy. When I speak with conviction, when I say I've got the facts here.
Just leaving out the leaving out the context.
Yeah, I leave out the context. It's that easy. And so somebody could have taken this photo. They can go out and they can spread this to 20 more people. And those 20 more people, if it's shocking enough, that's how easy misinformation spread before people realize it's all about how I framed it. I made it seem like this was something that was happening in like 2025,
sure.
2026.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, let's look at this other thing here. You know, modern information is one thing that works, but we're also got to think about something that happened over time. Have you ever watched this video of this KGB agent that talks about
Yuri Bezmenov? Of course.
Yeah. I want to play this video, and this video is to give context. What he's saying in this video, it's not wrong. It's not right. We don't know the full extent, but these systems are in place. They did put out this campaign to break America in a non-conventional way.
Sure. And it doesn't have to just be them. They're doing it off of psychological principles that work for whatever group would want to do something like this. Do we have time to roll it, you think?
Probably not.
All right, we'll do that.
We'll do that after.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do it into the next segment here, but I think this is key, and this is why we love to do the deep dives, is because, like, when you said, oh, I'm doing the deep dive on misinformation and propaganda, I was like, huh, what does that mean? But now you're getting into it, you're breaking down that key logical fallacy that we all fall victim to, where they try to rage bait. Literally, yeah. They try to use emotion to argue with rhetoric. And the key observation I make with that, when they're pushing propaganda, when they're pushing a war and they want people to go, they want Americans to go support killing people over there, what they have to do, because that's not a position based on fact, logic, or reason, there's no reason for us to be over there murdering people. What they have to do is they have to blend that sociopathic, parasitic desire with a legitimate, pure, honest emotion. They have to invoke that emotion in the recipient. That's how the magic spell works. So what that emotion is you don't care about the American soldiers that died in 1979.
Yep.
You don't care about the missile attacks on Israeli civilians. You don't want to invade. You don't want to help those people. And what that does to somebody that is a good person but ignorant and uninformed, they go, well, I don't want to kill civilians. I want to go protect our allies over there. We have to have boots on the ground.
Yeah.
And that sleepwalks us into World War III.
And as much as we debate people, as much as we call people out who have fallen to a certain level of propaganda, everyone,
sure.
I have fallen to propaganda.
Me as well. Myself. Everyone. Rex, no one can say.
No one can say that they haven't.
Yeah.
But I don't blame the person for not understanding the hidden systems that operate behind the curtain. Nobody can. So I can't hate a person or, you know, I hate saying the boomer, but like I can't knock on the person that just, again, this is how the system built. They did their job. They did a good job of giving the information in a way that was compelling. And so people just want to find out the truth, and they're going to go find and seek that out however they can, is what I'm seeing.
I want to revise my statement a little bit. I said we don't hate anybody. That's really true. We don't want to condemn anybody to death or anything. We want everyone to live a long life and to be ultimately just to not be dead. We want that everyone to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But the people on the right that are pushing the war, that are pushing the death and all this, I do actually hate them. I really do. And it makes me really mad because they know they're complicit in the system of propaganda that you're laying out here. We're going to be right back with the deep dive. I want to remind you guys, I want to tell you right now, we got the methylene blue tincture sale at 72% off. If you subscribe, that's $16.79 a month. Lock in for life as long as you stay subscribed. Deal won't last forever. You want to get that. You want to get the amazing zeolite, which is an amazing chelator. It helps with the heavy metals. It's a porous mineral. It helps pull things out of your body that maybe shouldn't be there. Really cool that we have that product now. I've looked into that for a while. I really do believe in it. I think it's great. We have the InfoWars cooler as well. Well, that's still around. That's $99.99. And then if you're a VIP member, you can get it for, I think, another $20 off. Really good deals at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep in mind, you need to support Alex in his fight. The best way to do that is to support Bigly, the sponsor, and to go to thealexjonesstore.com and to get the phenomenal deals offers available. Letting you know right now, we'll be right back with the deep dive. Tim Tompkins, Rex Jones, breaking it down. See you soon.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein for cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bigly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.